The Extortionist, and The Price of Admission. And we have for you today to take off, to tape off the mutual line, a 10-second and a 30-second promo for each one of those five programs. We ask you to make use of them liberally on a local basis as the programs are scheduled. We'll just run through them on the line starting 5 seconds from now.
This is Mel Torme. In the next 0 hour, I play an ordinary citizen, and I encounter a narcotics cop who makes his own rules about drug users. Join me in Bye Bye Narco on 0 hour. This is Mel Torme. In the next 0 hour, I play ordinary citizen Bud Long, and I meet a narcotics cop who makes war on drug users any way he can. What the hell? Who are you?
Shut up! Move your butts out of that bed.
Bud, who are they?
Shut your mouth, lady. Hurry.
Yeah, boss?
Tell Jackson and Daniels to go downstairs and rip it apart. Move.
Bud, how can they do this? Don't they need a warrant or something?
Is your home safe? Maybe not. Join us for Bye Bye Narco. A small-town sheriff copes with the problem of a cold and calculating killer. I'm Mel Torme. Join me for another suspenseful 0 hour on this station. I'm Mel Torme. Listen.
I don't like the idea of being alone with that man in the house.
But we can't turn him out in the rain, dear.
Maybe Uncle Matt will come over and stay with us.
We'll call him.
Hello? 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 Phone's dead.
It's 0 hour. Join me, Mel Torme, for Terror in the Night. A man out of place in his own time exacts the ultimate revenge in Scream of the Hawk. I'm Mel Torme. Join me as Judd Colby in the next edition of 0 hour. This is Mel Torme. In the next 0 hour, I'm Judd Colby, a man out of place in his own time.
Hey! Everybody get down and call him! Watch out! Oh, my God!
This thing tore Charlie apart!
A pioneer man in a modern world exacts the ultimate revenge. Join us for Scream of the Hawk. An FBI inspector meets a challenge when an old lady is threatened with death. I'm Mel Torme. I play the inspector on this station's next 0 hour presentation.
It's an extortion letter. They threaten to kill you if you don't pay them $30,000 by tomorrow noon.
Pay who $30,000? Who's going to kill me?
There's no signature. At the bottom, instead of one, it says simply, "Don't tempt fate."
Hello, I'm Mel Torme. I play the role of an FBI inspector on the next 0 hour presentation, The Extortionist. It's a suspenseful drama of deduction with a surprise twist. Tune it in on this station. Hi, I'm Mel Torme. Join me at the carnival when the 0 hour presents The Price of Admission. I'll be listening for you. Hi, I'm Mel Torme. I'll be here as magazine writer Kirby West when the 0 hour presents The Price of Admission. Come to the carnival. Listen.
Hey, buddy, this is the place. Yeah, right here. Had 5 winners this morning already. Ah, you chump.
Who runs the show, Barney?
Will you leave if I tell you?
Send me on my way.
Guy by the name of Rowan owns the outfit, but...
But what?
Here, throw these rings, will you? They're watching.
You won't want to miss it. That's The Price of Admission on the 0 hour.
There you have promos for next week's lineup on the 0 hour. Repeating the schedule again, Bye Bye Narco is the premier presentation for Monday, April 29. Terror in the Night, Tuesday the 30th. Scream of the Hawk, Wednesday, May 1. The Extortionist, Thursday, May 2. And The Price of Admission is Friday, May 3rd. A 10 and a 30-second promo for your local news next week. Well, that concludes our conference call transmitted closed circuit and not for broadcast. Thank you.
Serling, you're listening to the Zero Hour. Rest your eyes. Exercise your imagination. Today, Keith Walker's odd tale of violated sanctuary. Bye-bye, Narco. Starring Mel Torme. In a Mutual Broadcasting System presentation of The Zero Hour.
Brought to you by the makers of General Motors Parts, by the State Farm Insurance Company, by Dial Soap, and by the makers of Contact on Mutual Radio.
Probably well aware of the advantages of a well-tuned car in helping you obtain better gas mileage. A well-tuned car can run more efficiently, more economically. If all cars were properly tuned and operating efficiently, we could save millions of gallons of gas. To help you evaluate your car's efficiency, your participating GM dealer has two new energy checks available. One is an economy checkup that includes an engine diagnosis along with several other inspections to see if your car is up to specs. The other is an economy tune-up to help give you a smooth running engine that performs efficiently. Making the most out of the gasoline around is one of our country's basic challenges. It's important to you and to us at General Motors. That's why we're inviting everyone to come in now for a GM energy check at a Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, or Cadillac dealer. Get together with him and get more of a run for your money.
You are about to meet Bud Long and his family, normal people in the normal world, snug in the safe and familiar surroundings of their home. Or are they? Man's home is his castle, protected by the law of the land. But what if the law considers you outside it? What then? Our story is titled Bye Bye Narco.
Arise! Superior Court, 47 Monroe County, Judge Patricia Parker presiding, now in session.
Bud, they look too pleased with themselves.
Christ, I've never seen so many lawyers for the defense. Sure as hell, those cops are going to get off.
Has the jury reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
Before you read the verdict, I want the jury to know that this court appreciates the speediness with which
Elena,
you have
will
brought
you look
in
at that self-satisfied
verdict.
Smirk on the foreman?
Now,
oh,
Mr.
Darling,
Foreman,
if only we could have had the jury there that night.
Who are you?
Shut up. Move your butts out of that bed.
What?
Hurry.
Yeah, boss?
Check the other bedrooms, Ross, the kid, and get in here. Move.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Quiet. Jackson, Daniels, check downstairs.
That's my daughter.
Straight poor bitch.
Ain't no one talks to my wife. Let.
Oh, Bud.
Freeze, punk. Nobody moves till I give the word.
Daddy,
oh, darling.
Not nothing in the kids' room. Maybe it's in this bear.
Cut it open.
What are they doing? Daddy, they're killing Teddy.
You lousy, rotten, cutting open a child's toy.
Nothing.
Oh, it sounds like the boys are getting a little rambunctious. Hurry, check those drawers over there.
Mommy, I'm scared. Oh, it's okay, Katie. Come here, honey. Come sit on Mommy and Daddy's bed.
Go on, go on. Do what your mother says, Katie.
By what right do you go through our belongings?
These guns give us the right, punk. Now, where's your stash, Clausen?
There's nothing in here, boss.
Jesus, what are you talking about? Stash?
Harry, get downstairs. Tell Jackson to go through that car. Have Daniels get on the radio to the other teams.
Right.
But you listen to me. I don't know what you're talking
about. Drugs, Bumbo Boy, hard stuff, Reds, coke, you know, so don't play dummy.
Teams, radio, drugs. Are you cops? Is it a raid?
No questions. You got 10 seconds to spill where you've hidden the stuff, Clausen.
But we've told you. We don't know what you're talking about. Wait a minute. Our name isn't Clausen.
All right, downstairs.
Are you arresting us?
Might be. Unless you come up with the drugs and tell us what you know about your friends at Cooper's.
My God, first we're on drugs and you call me Clausen, which isn't even my name, and we don't know anybody named Cooper.
Look, you're beginning to annoy me.
Hey!
Oh, you hurt my daddy! You leave my husband alone!
Lady, you shouldn't have done that.
Oh, Mark! We aren't on any drugs!
Boy, you people are something. You spin that answer more times than I can count. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm gonna kill you! I'll kill you! No one touches my wife!
Daddy! Stop it!
One step closer, I'll blow your head off!
Clay, I gotta see you.
You find it?
No, but you better come here a minute.
Right, you three stay put. What is it?
Clay, we're in a bag of trouble. The other teams just reported in. They got the wrong houses. Somebody must have fed us wrong information.
Jesus, that puts us in the ring.
Yeah, and what's worse, we're in the wrong place, too.
All right, that hangs it. Let's get out of here.
All right, we're going. Now, if you know what's good for you, you'll forget about tonight.
Forget? Forget? That's what you think! Come back here! I want to see your badges!
Mr. Foreman, please read the verdict.
The jury finds the defendants as charged not guilty.
Guilty. Before I discharge this case, let me add a few words. The crime of drugs is a despicable blight on this great country. It's a shame that law enforcement has become so difficult in our permissive society. An honest mistake was made here. But the officers involved did so without malice aforethought. 12 of their peers have exonerated them from blame. I would charge the public to remember this clear verdict of not guilty. Court dismissed.
Oh, Bud, how could they? I feel so violated. It's as if they tore me apart instead of our home.
Don't you worry, Elena. They'll be made to pay. I give you my word.
They just don't realize how little a renter's policy cost and how much it will do for them.
State Farm agent Ed Axel of Fairmont, Minnesota.
And it's hard for people to realize just how much personal property they do have. They forget about the drawers full of different things. So we tell them how they can protect the property that they already have. If they do have a fire or a theft, we will be there to take care of them so that you don't have to start over again. They're just shocked to find out that the rates are so low and the amount of coverage that we can give them for that low rate.
State Farm Fire and Casualty offers renter's insurance that can protect just about all your personal property for very little cost. A good reason to see your nearby State Farm agent now.
And like a good neighbor, State Farm is
there. I'm Roger Staubach. I'm not here to talk to you as quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, but as an ex-serviceman who'd rather have his head beaten in on the football field than practice his skills in another war. And that's why I'm rooting for the world's most successful peacekeeping team, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. It's worked for nearly a quarter of a century. In that time, the 15 Atlantic nations that make up NATO have been building teamwork like never before. In Europe, historically the world's greatest trouble spot, They have helped keep the peace and develop economic cooperation. They have generated a game plan through which problems like arms control and pollution are being attacked. Believe me, it's needed. The world's been kicked around enough. Let's help strengthen the NATO team. NATO works. Something else might not.
This message was brought to you by the Atlantic Council of the United States.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me get one. Narcotics cop killed in explosion.
What's his name?
Daniels, Robert Daniels.
Daniels? Honey, he was one of those who raided our house that night.
Yeah, the paper says he was just leaving his home and started the car and then, poof. Bye-bye, narco. It's a nice touch, his wife waving goodbye. Oh, here's the car, baby. I'll get in first.
Bud, I don't think you should be so happy about another man's death.
Do you want me to feel sad?
You know, ever since the trial, you've been a bear to live with. Why would someone deliberately kill Daniels?
Yeah, well, maybe he raided someone else's home and they had the guts to do him in, huh?
Bud, honey, you didn't kill him, did you?
What kind of a question is that to ask your own husband?
I'm sorry. What did the lawyer say about the complaint you filed?
Just that the narcotics chief was civil, and so the department was looking into it.
Hey, we're here. You almost passed the house. Does that sound like they're trying to cover it up?
Damn right. I feel powerless to do anything.
Mr. Long?
Oh!
Yeah?
Detective King, homicide. Could we talk a moment?
What is this, more harassment?
No, sir. Just like to ask a few questions.
Sure, fine. If you've got a warrant.
Oh, please come in, Mr. King. I'll get some coffee.
Don't bother, ma'am.
No bother.
You said homicide?
Yes. Could I ask you where you were last night about 10 o'clock?
Out.
Where out?
Poker game.
Can you prove you were at a game?
Yes and no. I can, but it so happens that I left around 9:30, got home about 10:30.
Does the drive take an hour?
No, damn it, I went by a market on the way.
I see. Market the only place you stopped?
Yes, why all the questions?
I'll be truthful, Mr. Long, because I know you're upset. We're aware you filed a complaint with the Narcotics Bureau against the people who raided you. Since one of these same men was killed early this morning, it's natural we should check.
Look, you got my alibi. Now just arrest me or get the hell out of my house.
All right, I'll leave. If you'll just give me the name and address of where you played poker.
Charlie Bachner, 1247 Hope, okay?
Thank you. No, don't bother, Mrs. Long. I'll find my way.
Bud, you didn't get home till after 11. Why did you lie?
Because they just love to pin the murder on me, and I'm not going to give them any ammunition.
Mom, you make great dinners.
I must agree with our daughter. Super supper.
Acknowledged and demurely accepted.
I'll get it.
No, honey, you hop upstairs to your bath, okay?
Oh, Dad.
Go on. Scoot.
Just remember, Bud Long, tonight's your night for the dishes.
Yeah, I know. Yes?
You remember me, Long?
What the hell do you want now?
A little talk about why you killed one of my men.
I already talked to the cops.
Mind if I come inside?
You're damn right I do.
Where's the wife?
In the kitchen.
Nice place. See, you got it fixed back up.
Look, I know you killed Daniels. All I got to do is prove it.
I didn't kill anybody. Hey, keep your hands off my desk.
You know what your interference has cost me, creep. A departmental reprimand. Everybody claiming they acted under my orders. You complaining. Well, I'm getting sick of it, you hear me? So I figured you're taking a sweet little revenge, right?
Think what you like. You know, with you here, I could kill you right now.
Oh, the little boy has a gun.
Get out.
I'm leaving. But consider yourself warned, Long.
Bob, who is it?
Understand.
You've had it, mister.
Who was it, Bob?
Honey, I'm going out for a while.
You look scared to death. What's wrong? Was it the police?
Yes. Don't wait up. I may be a long time.
Aren't you glad?
Glad is what happens when you use Dial soap.
Aren't you glad?
It starts right out with a clean, fresh scent that's like nothing else.
Aren't you glad?
To get you going, clean and fresh.
Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad?
Dial washes away the cause of odor on your skin. You just can't buy a better deodorant soap than Dial. And that's saying something.
Did you say God? Well, I know him by everything you say and do. Did you say God? Well, I've seen him every time I look at you. He's touched you with his love.
By Religion in American Life.
Yes, ma'am. I know, ma'am. Yeah, you're the lady that called last night. Okay, ma'am, if you say you got another peeping Tom, we'll send somebody to check. Hey, King, you're working late.
Yeah, afraid so. Cop's life is a cop's life is a... Well, you know.
Jesus, that's all I need. Priority one, Sergeant Kramer. Damn. Right. Yeah. Right away. King, this one's yours.
Huh?
Somebody just burned another narc.
Who got it?
Jackson, Thomas C. Stepped out on his back porch with a load of garbage and they zapped him.
Find Clay Sattler. Tell him to meet me at the scene. I got a quick stop first.
Hey, King, I see you beat me. What's going on?
Jackson's dead. Instant. One shot, neat, in the forehead. Any thoughts?
One. Long.
Could be. Look at this. One of the officers turned it up.
A checkbook. Bud Long, 1818 Cedar. And it's pretty conclusive.
Yeah. Pretty stupid, too.
I'll pick him up.
Okay, I'll go with you.
No, Jackson was one of mine. I'll bring the SOB in myself.
Okay, your deal. But bring him in. Don't mangle him.
No, that's a novel thought, King.
That's a gun against your neck, Setter. Don't turn around. You know who it is. Just drive.
Nice of you to come to me, Long.
Saves me trouble.
Shut up. It's my turn now. Drive.
Where are we going?
We are not going far.
You know you're wanted for murder one.
Yeah, I figured as much when I heard on the radio that Jackson had been killed. The report didn't mention clues, but I knew you had it figured.
What do you mean, I had it figured?
Never mind. Just pull over into those trees. Okay, come on, come on, come on. Get up. Come on. Oh!
Freeze, Long. I'll take the gun. Ah, you're making it easier than I thought.
What the hell did you do that for?
Simple. One shot from your gun makes it look like self-defense. Add that to the checkbook they found on the scene, and it makes a neatly wrapped case.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. See, I knew you took the checkbook when you were fooling around my desk.
So? You're smart. Won't do you any good.
Boy, you really did it, didn't you? You killed Jackson and Daniel, setting it up so that it would look like I was getting revenge.
That's right, Bumble Boy. They had to go and spill their guts to the chief. And you and your lousy wife had to humiliate me in court. Well, damn it, I'm sick and tired of you freaks getting away with this drug crap. Poisoning our kids, dragging down this country.
Oh, Sattler, you're wrong. Why don't you admit it? We weren't on drugs.
Now you're lying. All your kind stick up for one another.
God, you really believe yourself, don't you?
Right. And when I kill you, that makes one less hophead.
Yeah, and Jackson and Daniels?
Kids, they didn't even think what we were doing was important. They always wanted to let the kids on the marijuana go, said it didn't do anything to them. But I know it does.
You think you're right, but then you can go and deliberately blow up Robert Daniels?
Right. And anyone else that gets in the way of my doing the job. Say goodbye, Long.
Pull the trigger, Sattler, and you're a dead man.
King, how...
Thank Mr. Long. He put it all together, although we had our suspicions.
Oh, sure took your time getting here, Mr. King.
We couldn't locate your car. Almost missed you anyway if it hadn't been for that shot that was fired.
Stand still, Clay. Will you kill me, King? You're like all the rest, a traitor.
Sattler, come back here!
Not Big King!
Martin! Mackenzie, stop him!
Jesus, Mr. King, the man was crazy.
Sometimes we all get that way, Mr. Long.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love.
To your love.
But give your allergy to contact.
Allergy is our business, too. We know pollen. And we know that any of the 12,000 quarts of air you breathe each day may contain enough pollen to make your eyes itch, make you sneeze, and drip. We also know an ingredient that helps block pollen's bad effects. It's the antihistamine most prescribed by allergy specialists. It's an ingredient in contact.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love.
To your love.
Tiny time pills in one contact keep this antihistamine working up to 12 full hours, all day, all night.
Give your allergy to contact.
Take contact only when needed, only as directed.
I'm Rod Serling. Close your eyes, exercise your imagination, and join us again on our next presentation of The Zero Hour.
Bye Bye Narco is an original radio drama by Keith Walker. Mel Torme was heard as Bud Long. Featured in the cast were Lou Krugman, Julie Bennett, Bill Keen, Peggy Weber, and Robert Easton. Zero Hour, created by J.M. Colas, directed by Don Hills, is produced in Hollywood. A mutual broadcasting system by Radio Productions Incorporated. Music composed and conducted by Stanley D. Hoffman. Rochelle Sherman, associate producer. This has been a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System.